Listen to Alan for Breakfast wherever you are. Download the Triple M app now.
Oh, hello, it's Alan here, and then welcome to the catch-up. Big show today, had a chat with Dr. John, a clinical psychologist, all about Are You Okay Day, and the steps to take if you are planning to ask someone if they are okay, also how someone would be feeling who does suffer through depression, how they'd be feeling going into the day. It might surprise you, it might not, I'm not sure. Also had a chat as well with a couple of great talents from the Great Moscow Circus, with Taylor, and Talia. Also Monty Cotton as well, the man behind A Boy Named Johnny Cash. That show is going to be in Margaret River, and tonight I think it is in Northcliffe, so that's going to be great. Have a chat with him as well. Also, I have a picture of the Queen, a little story behind that. Also, a few little goodies as well. Grant Henley, the mayor of Busso, talked about also the show bags that are out right now. Yeah, little things. You'll enjoy it. Sit back and relax. Enjoy the catch-up. Today is Are You Okay Day. Now, this is a great day in theory. However, it can build up a bit of anxiety for people that do suffer through depression, and they do have to go to work today. And I can imagine it can be a testing time. To chat to me all about this is clinical psychologist Dr. John. Good morning. How are you?
Great, thanks, Al. How are you?
I'm doing well. Let's talk about that for half a second. The people that are actually suffering through depression, what does Are You Okay Day mean to them?
Well, I think a few of them can approach it with a lot of apprehension, unfortunately, because it's almost as though they have to steel themselves against this bombardment of being asked if I'm okay, when the reality is, of course, that they're not. So they're feeling often pretty down, obviously. They're isolated and feeling alone. And they're feeling as if no one really cares about them. And I think the risk is that if they just get asked, are you okay, they're going to think, well, you don't really mean it. The only reason you're asking me is because it's Are You Okay Day. And so that can leave them feeling even more isolated and getting caught up in those sort of negative thoughts that perpetuate depression.
Okay, so then as someone from the outside that wants to help someone that's suffering through depression, what should they do?
I think it's best if we can give the person a reason. I mean, first of all, don't ask everyone, because if they hear you working your way around the office saying, are you okay, are you okay, then they're not going to believe you. Mm-hmm. But let them know that there's a reason that you have actually been thinking about them. You've noticed that they're feeling a bit down. Maybe you haven't seen them for a while. So rather than sort of being Are You Okay Day, it probably needs to be thought about in terms of I care about you day. Let them know why you care about them. Give them a reason. Because then they won't have anywhere to hide and just dismiss it as, well, you don't actually mean it.
And I think also a very important part of Are You Okay Day is definitely the follow-up.
Absolutely. We're looking at maintaining connections with people. So I'm much more likely to believe that you do care about me and that you do have my best interests at heart if you're in my life, if we're actually mates, if we're spending time together. And I know that you know me and you know how I'm feeling and that you've got my back.
Yeah, okay. So there's some tips for people. Hopefully that can help help some people out. Someone listening right now that's going into work today that does suffer depression, any advice that you could give them?
For sure. Look, if they're really struggling, I would always go to the GP. Your GP knows how to best connect you with a psychologist, for example, who can help. If you want some quick tips, then there's always the Beyond Blue website, Men's Health, Women's Health Line, all of those sorts of things. They have a lot of really good resources. But I think remember to don't sit in your own thoughts. Connect with people yourself and make it easy, a little bit easier at least, for people to show that they care about you, because they do.
Absolutely.
You'll be surprised how many people do.
I think a line that you've said to me in the past that's always kind of stuck with me is that the world will never be better off without you. And I think that's something very important to remember.
Absolutely. Yeah, very true.
Dr. John, thanks for your time today. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thanks, Al.
Dr. John there, clinical psychologist, and just something to keep in mind as you are probably heading into work, or even if you are at work and wanting to ask the question of are you okay? Of course, if you are suffering through depression, 13 11 14 is the number for Lifeline. The Perth Royal Show is coming up pretty soon. It's all kicking off on the 22nd of September till the 29th. Congratulations as well to all the businesses that have put entries in. Hopefully, we'll get some wins for the Southwest. I know that the Margaret River Chocolate Company, they put in an absolute ton of entries. But different places all around the southwest have done it, and hopefully we'll get a few gongs while we're there. But something that everyone always wants to talk about when it comes to the Perth Royal Show is definitely the show bags. Now, this year, the show bags will start from $4 with the Birdie Beetle Blue show bag, going all the way up to $125 from the Fremantle Chocolate Ultimate bag. So, you know, there's a bit of a variance in price. The thing about show bags these days as an adult, I just feel like there's never really anything that I actually want until now.
Well, the Perth Royal Show is coming up and we've got the show bags for you. We've got the I've Been to Bali show bag featuring a crap tattoo, sunglasses tan, a guidebook on how to speak louder but not actually learn the language, a boogie board, hangover, and a cool Bintang shirt, times five. We've got the Drive Like a Knob show bag featuring no indicators, personalised number plates, Australia Day flags you can leave up all year long, and of course a very good green pea plate. And don't forget the Eagles Bandwagoner show bag featuring a one-year membership scarf, a knick-knack poster, that's the only guy you know, a bottle of champagne, a Nat 5 voodoo doll, of course the West Coast Eagle flags in the car, and corporate seats because you deserve them. Make sure you grab your show bag at this year's Perth Royal Show.
Yeah, look out for those ones, eh? Get yourself a bargain. I've got the Mayor of Busselton on the line, Mr. Grant Henley. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning, Alan. Good morning, listeners.
Now, you guys are normally flat out, and it looks like it's going to be no different for this weekend. A free tip day.
Free tip day on Sunday, yeah. So a good opportunity to have a bit of a spring clean. The Eagles aren't playing this weekend, and the Dockers are long ways on the holiday. So, yeah, good opportunity to have a clean up at home, and yeah, we'll be throwing open the doors. So people are welcome to bring a standard box trailer down at no charge.
Absolutely.
We'll be making sure, of course, that people do the right thing and there aren't any nasties in there, and having some education too about the appropriate way to deal with those and recycling and some other stuff. And if you're lucky, you might get a banger cooked by yours truly off the barbecue on the way out the gate.
Oh, there you go. You're going to be there right at the gates. I love it.
Yeah, I'll be there from 10 o'clock, I think. So a nice, yeah, barbecued sausage for morning tea.
No, that's excellent. What's going on this weekend?
So that's on this Sunday. We've also got in town the WA Genealogical Society. So those people that are into a bit of family history research and you know, which has become very popular in recent years. People, you know, want to find, you know, who do you think you are? You know, so in those sort of TV shows have sort of piqued the interest, and people want to learn their family histories. And those guys are in town, so we'll welcome them to town on Saturday.
That is very, very cool. Also, a street party's coming up as well.
Yeah, so next weekend we've got the grand reopening of New Port Geograph. The Eagle Royal Developers are kicking that off with a street party, and there'll be a lot of activities around if people want to go out and check out what's happening in that neck of the woods and how that development is being kick-started.
That is fantastic. And the women's hockey as well, that's not too far away.
Yeah, some of our best mature female hockey players in Australia will be descending on Busselton and Bunbury for the National Masters Hockey being played out over the school holidays, I think commencing around the 26th of September through the 7th of October. So some great skills still going around there, and I'm sure they'll also enjoy the region while they're here in their downtime.
Absolutely, mate. There's too much to enjoy, to be honest. There's too much to do. I love it.
Plenty to get out and see in this beautiful spring weather.
Fantastic, mate. Thank you so much for the chat today.
Pleasure, Alan. Thank you.
Grant Henley there, the Mayor of Busselton. Always great to see what's going on in Busselton. Turns out a lot like usual. Love it. Right now, it's the Mamas and Papas, California Dreamin', Triple M. Now joined by Danny Drum in the studio for this little thing.
It's the food you grew up with. The food that moulded you. The food that gave you those love handles. It's your Local Eats.
Yes, Local Eats. I got Danny Drummond hanging out with me. How are you, mate?
Mate, I'm really good, Alan. Really good today. The weather's coming good. I'm feeling good. It's all good.
Well, speaking of the weather, it's that kind of weather you want to sit in and just have a big bowl of something warm. And that's exactly what you've done for me this morning. What is this? It's incredible.
This is chicken done Jen's way.
Chicken done at Jen's way.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. And depending how you say it, it could be like a European dish, you know. Chicken done Jen's way. Or it could be a good old-fashioned Aussie one, you know.
Yeah.
Chicken done Jen's way.
I like
That's
it.
That's what I like.
Yeah, yeah.
It's How would you best describe it? If you're an Italian, you'd probably call it a version of cacciatora, like a hunter's chicken. It's chicken done with tomatoes, red wine, olives, buffalo mozzarella, onions, paprika, garlic. It's just, and then you melt that buffalo mozzarella into it.
Yep.
And then you sit there, as we discussed off air, and you gorge.
Well,
you just stick your head in the bowl and start chewing.
That's exactly what it looks like. I want to sit down and watch TV, something horrible on TV, because I'll just sit there with that. That's the only goodness that I want. I'll just sit there and just enjoy it, ignore everything, but just have something on as background noise and just sit there and eat it. I had a bit of a taste of it. It's incredible. And it's healthy. It's healthy.
Healthy. Quickly. It is completely healthy. And it's comfort food accelerated to a new level.
Which is great, because I'm doing this Witness the Fitness thing at Leshnot Leisure Centre. So this is, it's healthy, that's a win, and it's tasty, so that's great.
So we need to embark on a tasty but healthy dish on Thursdays.
Well, that's it.
Let's do that. Let's do that.
Oh, go healthy.
Yeah. Southern fried chicken next week.
Twist my arm. you guys have been pretty busy at the Wild Boar Brewery. What's been going on?
Been going really well. As soon as the weather changes, it's just awesome. You know, I mean, it's great. When it's cold and rain, it's still beautiful up there, and you get to watch out over the beautiful valley. But when the summer comes out, it's just something else. So, look, it's just going really good. Great entertainment on Sundays, live entertainment, fantastic. And new menu.
Oh,
so,
I have to try this out.
You have to come out there and check it out.
But, might do it next week, actually. Pop on by. You don't mind if
I
sneak in?
I don't mind at all. I might even join you.
That sounds good. And also, I know that we're in September, but this year has just been going so bonkers. Christmas catering. You guys need to start getting that booking in
get
now.
Get in now. Get in now and book your catering, because it's you starting to book up. And wherever you want to have it, we'll do it.
Yep.
Hey, that could be our new motto.
Wherever
you want to have it, we'll do it.
Could be a double on. Got to be careful when you throw things out like that. but also, obviously, not only the catering, but if people want to book Christmas parties and stuff at Wild Boar as well, now's the time to do it.
Absolutely, yep, absolutely. And look, we've got some great packages up there for finger food with, we've got a really big variety of packages. So you can have straight finger food, or you can have finger food mixed with wood-fired pizzas, you can have set menu, buffet, you can have anything you want.
Sounds good. You talked me into it. Well, I'm going to enjoy this Chicken Done Jen's Way. Mate, thanks for the chat today. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Alan.
Love it. Also happening in Collie as well, kicking off this weekend, is Festivarti. I don't know if you heard too much about this, but if you're a bit of an arts enthusiast or you like to just kind of get your hands dirty and do a bit of our workshops, then this could be the event for you as well, Lady Renee.
Oh, that's amazing.
You know
what? I didn't
know
about that.
I've got a picture of the queen that I put up in the office yesterday right behind your desk.
Yeah.
Maybe you could recreate that.
She's a bit... Like, I love the queen. Like, don't get me wrong.
She's a little creepy, though,
sitting behind me.
You can't say that about the queen, Renee.
I know. I'm so bad. I'm going to stop now. I'm going to go. Better home living, Collie. Come and find me.
Go and find her. Jeez, you can't say that about the queen. Oh, goodness. The boy named Cash is touring right around the southwest at the moment, and I've got the star on the line, Monty Conton. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. How are you going?
I am doing well. Number of shows there, mate. You're going to be in all sorts of places. Northcliffe, you're heading towards Margaret River, and also Frio as well.
Yeah, there's a few going on. It's looking forward to it the next couple of weeks.
Talk me through it, Johnny Cash, mate. What are we expecting to see?
It's basically greatest hit to the man in black, the Mr. Johnny Cash, and... we're going to be doing all these big songs, and there's going to be some audience participation, lots of singing. We won't have a June Carter with us, which is Johnny Cash's wife, singing partner, so we will be choosing some ladies from the crowd. So if any ladies are listening, come to the shows, be prepared to maybe be dragged up on stage to sing.
I love it. Everyone can get ready for that. That's great. You didn't bring your own June Carter. Classic mistake.
Just forces us to get a willing recruit.
No, I love it. Well, I'm sure they'll hear a train of coming. When it comes to all these Johnny Cash, it is one of my favorite impressions to do. Elvis is always the Thugaboo Mosh. And Johnny Cash, he's well known for his, hello, I'm Johnny Cash. Like, you know, do you have to get into a character to do those sort of voices?
Yes, you do. Well, I do have to do 2 hours of substance abuse before the show. No, I'm just kidding. I have to, no, not really. I do a few voice warm-ups to make sure the voice is not nice and low, because that's what he's famous for, is having his big resonating low, hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Yes.
I fell into a burning ring. And so, just a bit of maybe just a couple of things. I think Joaquin Phoenix from the movie Walk the Line, he... he ended up working on his voice for months and months and months and months to get it down there. And he said once the movie was finished, he actually he couldn't do it anymore because it's just, yeah. So I think you can train your voice to sometimes get down there, but if you're lucky, I suppose. I'm trying to give it a crack, and it's been a lot of fun so far.
Yeah, one of my favourite Johnny Cash songs is A Boy Named Sue. Do you do that one?
Yeah, definitely. Yep, yep. The first ever rap song, I call it.
Yeah,
I
not wrong.
Johnny Cash invented rap. Yeah. No, I don't think it's first ever sort of story told in maybe country music sort of. But my daddy left home when I was three and it didn't leave much to mar me. And it goes like that for about 3 or 4 minutes. First ever rap song.
No, I never thought about it like that. But that's true. I'm assuming that you want the crowd to kind of holler in the background like they do in the original song as well, like the prison inmates.
Definitely, yep. We get that vibe going, especially there's a part. Hello, my name is Sue, and everyone sort of joins in on that. They're directed to it's a lot of fun. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be fantastic, mate. You got a number of dates coming up. Everyone can catch you in Margaret River for the AMR Hawks Football and Netball Club. You're going to be there, and also in Northcliffe as well. Anyone around the area should definitely get to it, mate. Thanks for the chat today, and good luck with it.
Thank you, mate. Cheers. Have a good one.
Monty Cotton there. Get along to it tonight at Northcliffe Town Hall. That one's happening tonight. And then tomorrow night at the AMR Hawks Football and Netball Club in Margaret River. Get along to it. He is fantastic. He's been on all sorts of TV shows doing what he does, and he does it pretty well. iPhone has released the brand new versions of their phone. People are getting pretty excited about it, but on 13:27:10 this morning, I'm asking, who has the oldest mobile phone? We had Janet from Harvey, just chatted to her off air. She has a flip phone that she still uses, but we'll keep asking. Bronwyn, what type of phone have you got?
I think it's a Nokia, I think.
And all it does is just send texts and take calls.
Yes. No, I can get a call, send a call, make a call. I can get a text and send a text. That's it. No photos, nothing.
Do you kind of ever want to upgrade, or are you happy with that?
I'm very happy with it.
All right. Well, we'll put you in the running. That sounds pretty old to me. Thanks for your call.
Okay, bye.
No problem at all. Kathy, how old's your phone?
I'm not sure how old it is, but it's an iPhone 4.
An iPhone 4, does that take pictures?
Yes.
Well, we've got someone that doesn't do that.
Oh, wow. And it's not very old.
No, it's not, but thanks for trying.
No worries.
Kim on the line, how old's your mobile phone, Kim?
It's a Motorola Razr M.
Yep.
And it is 2009.
2009. Does it take pictures?
Just, yes.
What time?
It's very funny because the girls at work are always hammering me about my phone.
Yep.
And I laugh because it still works. So why change it?
Well, that's exactly it. If you're using a phone for only what a phone is meant to be used for, then you've got no problem. This wasn't the Motorola out of curiosity that you got from. Remember that competition ages ago where you had to drink like 20 bottles of Coke and then send through some money and you get the Motorola? It's not that one, is it?
I think it's pretty similar to that one, yeah, but I actually brought it. But yes, I think it is that one.
I love it. Yeah. That is fantastic. We do have someone with a phone that can't take pictures and only can text. So I got a feeling you're not the oldest one. But geez, thanks for your call, Kim. That took right back.
All right, see ya.
Oh, Kim, that's fantastic. Yeah, Bronwyn definitely has the oldest one. We'll send her out that $50 Big W voucher. Thanks to Bunbury Forum. But Kim, you're hilarious. I'm going to send you a Triple M prize pack as well for being a good sport. And gotta love the Motorola. Bring it back. Hey, very soon. And I'm very excited this morning. I put it up yesterday. It's on our social media at Triple M Southwest and the Facebook page. You may have heard about 3 weeks ago, SBS Viceland broke the news that according to the Constitution and all that sort of stuff, we are meant to be able to have, at any time we want, a free picture of the Queen in our house. As soon as I found out the news, I contacted Nola Marino's office and I said, hey, I need a picture of the Queen ASAP. And they were already gone. They'd already given away. Everyone had found out before me. So I waited patiently. And the other day I managed to get that picture and it is now hanging up in our office. That's right. The office here at Triple M now is the proud owner of a portrait of the Queen watching over us. I deliberately put it over Renee's desk so it can keep a close eye on her. Cliff Reeve is pretty close to it as well as Sue's from Workdays. And it makes me laugh every time I walk past. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's great. The Queen's there. There's no reason why it should be, but I put it there. I am getting some people telling me that I should put it in a frame. It's a cardboard kind of thing, and I should probably put it in a frame. Yeah, you're right. I probably should. And maybe I'll look around today to try and figure that out and find a frame for it. But at this point, it is hilariously sitting right in the middle of our office with the Queen looking down at us, smiling in disapproval of what Cliff Reeve is planning for his show this afternoon and approval for whatever it is that Dan Leach does here. So, yeah. I happen to have a couple of people from the Great Moscow Circus in the studio with me. I've got Talia and I've got Taylor in the studio. Hello, how are ya?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
So excited to have you guys in here. I saw the show in Busselton. Tremendous work, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Taylor, you actually sing during the show. You got a couple of numbers. You got that one from The Greatest Showman at the start. So that must have been a fairly new song to be added to it.
Yeah, it was pretty quick after the release of the movie. Yeah, we loved the idea and we all sort of pitched in and what we were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we straight away chucked it in.
Love it. Mark would have been sitting behind the scenes, who does a lot of stuff, watching that movie, like taking notes.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we'll do that song.
Yeah.
How do I get Kesha? but then you sing that song and you got a couple other numbers as well. What's it like traveling with the circus? You were on The Voice as well. Most people go from Voice to either singing at shopping centres, not traveling with circuses too often. How'd that happen?
Yeah, I was actually born into the circus.
Oh.
So I've sort of gone from circus, school, Voice, back to circus. It's really good. I love traveling and it's like a paid for holiday.
Natalia, you do trapeze.
Yes.
The solo trapeze at the top. I did see it. There was bits where I'm like, my heart's like, why are you doing it? You don't have to do it. How long have you been doing this for?
Well, I'm seventh generation circus performer, so I've been in the circus my whole life, but I've been doing trapeze for about 2 years.
Seventh generation?
Yes.
Is that all trapeze in the past?
No, so we do a lot of different acts. My family own a lot of circuses in Australia.
The show, there's so many great parts in it. The big attraction is definitely that circle of death. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's really cool. It scares us sometimes. We like, because they practice so much, but sometimes, like, it's just, like, you get nervous and everything, but it's so cool to watch. Like, even us, like, living in the circus, you still stand there and just watch it, and you can't take your eyes off it.
Yeah, I'm okay. Still, like, nervous when I watch, like, it's the first time.
You haven't seen too many horrible mistakes, I assume, in your life, have you?
I think we notice more mistakes than
other
people do.
Yeah, like, little mistakes. Like, we don't really, like, everything is very safe, and safety is a big priority, so there's not many big accidents.
Mm-hmm.
More like little mistakes, like, oh, they forgot to go on that queue, or they did an extra jump on the trampoline or something like that, because we watched the show.
The trampoline
so much.
Thing was pretty cool as well, watching them do all that in coordination. It was really, really exciting. One thing as well, before we wrap it up, I loved when we were leaving, you guys all lined up at the end for photos and stuff and saying goodbye.
Yeah.
That's really nice of you guys. It's like good kind of, I mean, it is a family circus, and it's good to see that you guys are kind of incorporating that culture into the audience as well when you say goodbye.
Yeah, we love doing that too. We love like saying goodbye to everyone, and when the little kids come and give us a hug or a high five, it's so cute.
Weird because like sometimes, like normally, like circus performers, they have such a long day and then they sort of just want to go back home.
Yeah,
but like doing it, at first we were like, oh, we gotta wait, but now like we do it and we're like, oh yes, we get to stand there. And then when we have to pack down, there's no foyer tent.
Yeah.
Like, and then we're like, oh, we can't stand there. Like, it's actually like a good part of the show.
Yeah, that's great.
Really enjoy it.
Like, and then when like little kids will come up to you and be like, you're my favorite, or like, I want to learn trapeze, or I want to start singing because of you. Like, it's just so cute.
That's really good. Thank you so much for the chat today, guys. I do appreciate it.
No worries.
Thank you.
I've got Barry Urquhart on the line, the director, the director of marketing focus. If I get my words out, how are you this morning, Barry?
Alan, I'm like you, Stomach, gave you words. I'm in fact very, very well.
That is good to hear. Now today we're talking about risks and the when to take them, when not to take them, and is the reward worth it?
Well, the reward's certainly worth it, and I think that the whole philosophy underlying this interview is that a workshop we did recently with an organisation called OEM, Original Equipment Manufacturers, and you know, the managing director stood before his people and he said, you have got the authority to fail. the physical response was just outstanding. They said, "What? We can take a risk and as long as you learn and you move on." And that's the sort of thing, because interestingly enough, it's very pertinent for every listener to Triple M right now to reflect on this fact. On Saturday, it will be the 10th anniversary of the failure of Lehman Brothers in the United States of America. It was the onset of the global financial crisis. Now, disturbingly, since that time, many Australians, the banks included, have actually retreated. They've avoided. They've kind of battened down the hatches. Mm. And have a look at the performance of the respective share markets. The Dow Jones average since the 15th of September 2008 has actually doubled in worth. That's pertinent for every superannuan who's got money in the share market, because a lot of our shares are, you know, locked into banks and mining companies. Now, notwithstanding the fact that the Americans have doubled in value in the 10 years since the 15th of September 2008, our share of the All Ordinary Index has actually retreated 5%. So there's been a lot of opportunity, a lot of wealth creation has been forsaken because people have got no appetite for risk.
So what are the Americans doing so well that we're not doing?
We're going into technology, as the Americans would say. We're investing in Apple, Amazon, Twitter, Facebook, Google, Microsoft. We're kind of pushing the barrow. We're prepared to fail. We're going to go out and say, let's accept the fact that our products have got a life cycle of about 18 months, and you've got to kind of create and reinvent it. Only yesterday, the new Apple 12 phone has been come in. Do we need a new one? No. But there's innovation. Now, here's an interesting situation. Thomas Edison, when he was alive and drawing breath, he had more intellectual properties and patents than anyone else in the world. In fact, the authorities said that, you know, the all patents and the capacity to create patents has gone because of Thomas Edison. Now, a lot of people were very critical of Thomas Edison. They said, "You've failed so many times trying to find the light." And he said, no, I found 1,000 ways not to make an incandescent light. And General Electric, the big corporation, which was one of the biggest corporations in the world until recently, actually was the, you know, the consequence of Thomas Edison, his creation. And think about the quality of life that we would not have enjoyed had he not taken the risk, failed 1,000 times in the vernacular, and in the end created the incandescent light. And so what we've got to do is to say, here in Western Australia, down in the southwest, Harvey, right through to, you know, Augusta and that type of situation, lithium mining will be there. It will be a creation, but already yesterday in the West Australian, they were saying there is an alternative storage point, which is really reassuring. You and I have spoken about this months ago. Hydrogen will be a great base to store energy. And so what we in Western Australia have got to do, businesses big and small, got to go out there, take a risk, and then be rewarded accordingly.
Is this like when you see, let's just bring it back to, say, advertising, when you see someone do an ad that you sit there and you go, "Oh, what is this ad even about?" But then you're thinking about it more. You're taking a risk. You're taking a gamble.
Nike. Noel Kasperbach, what they're saying is when he took the knee and now he's been subjected to a lot of public, and they're saying that is a risk. Why is he doing that? Mm. But, you know, the president of the United States of America is saying that NFL footballer is, you know, should be sacked. Well, hold on. Nike has always been very, very edgy. Now, here's an interesting point. The greatest advertising campaign remembered over the last 20 years is Nike, when they simply said, "Go out and do it." See, they took a risk. A lot of people don't know the genesis of that advertising campaign from Nike, "Just Do It." It was interesting. On the 17th of January, 1977, Utah, the state of Utah, had reintroduced, after a 10-year hiatus, capital punishment. They were going to kill someone. There was a guy by the name of Gary Gilmore, not the Australian cricketer. Gary Gilmore was a mass murderer. He was standing before a firing squad, and before he was about to die, he simply said to the guys with the rifles fronting him, "Let's just go ahead and do it." They adopted that, took a risk, and prepared to fail. Nike has the most memorable advertising campaign in the world because they took a risk. And the message is, you know, Ben Cousins has on his chest a tattoo, and the tattoo says, "Such is life," the immortal last words of Ned Kelly. So what I'm simply saying, you have the authority to fail, take a risk, do your advertising, bring it back to your brand, feature it on advertising with, you know, Triple M and that sort of thing. People will remember it, and then share of mind equals share of market.
Love it. Thank you very much for that. I do appreciate the chat today.
Thanks, Alan.
Barry Urquhart there, the Managing Director at Marketing Focus. Oh, that gets you thinking. Every time my brain just starts going into overdrive.